He who is born of God does not sin. That's in 1 John. He who is born of God does not sin. For his spirit dwells in him, and he cannot sin. That's the scripture. The definition, how can somebody not sin? And what do we do with the sinners that think it's okay to live in sin because everybody sins? And the people that say they believe in Jesus, but their lives are not changed because they think that Jesus just paid for all the sin and it's okay to have sin in your life. Everybody sins. What can we do? The Bible says that he who is born of God, born again, he who is born again, born of God, does not sin. What does that mean? That means that you don't sin without being convicted by the Holy Spirit. You don't sin without repentance. You don't sin because you know you hate sin. You hate it. Because sin, your sin, our sin, is what Jesus died for. Jesus was killed because of our sins. Our sins killed Jesus, our Savior, the one we love, the one who loves us. How can anyone tolerate sin? Do you not know that you have been crucified with Christ, and that it is no longer you who live, but Christ? And the life that you now live in this flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you. That's another wonderful scripture, Galatians 2:20. So how can we, who have died to sin, live any longer in it, since we have been crucified with Christ? Our old man has been crucified with Christ. This is Romans 6. How can we live any longer in it? He who is born of God does not sin. He does not sin because the Spirit of Christ dwells in him, and the Spirit of Christ convicts him of his sin, and he would much rather be pleasing to Christ than live in his sin. But there's a lot of people, and the demons too, they believe in Jesus, but they don't mind their sin. They don't mind living in it. Matter of fact, they like their sin. And they just use the believing in Jesus term, I believe in Jesus, everybody sins. They use this for an excuse so they can live in their sins without the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and they are serving the devil, trying to corrupt Christians into thinking it's okay to live in sin, and they are trying to stop Christians who are trying to reach out with the love of God and the holiness and righteousness of our King to try and help these lost, warped sinners to repent, to come to the knowledge of the truth that they've been taken in a snare by the devil to do his will. These are blind leaders of the blind. And they will all fall in a ditch. Jesus said to leave them alone if they're like this. They're hypocrites to the bone. They've received a lying devil because they have not received the love and the knowledge of the truth, the love of the truth, so as to be saved. God, even God, will send them a strong delusion so that they might believe the lie. The judgments have already come down on these people from God. That's in Thessalonians. That God will send them a strong delusion because they have received not the love of the truth so as to be saved. In other words, they didn't love the truth. They didn't love Jesus. Jesus is the truth. Jesus said, Father, thy word is truth. The Father's word is truth, and they don't love it. They are not lovers of God. They are lovers of pleasure. And in Timothy, it is written that in the latter days, the Spirit expressly says that men will be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. The first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. And the second one is like it, to love thy neighbor as thyself. If you love the Lord that much, then you will not sin. So how can somebody not sin? By prayer and holiness, unbroken fellowship with the Lord, reverence and the fear of God, because they study and pray and worship the one who died to pay for them, to pay for their sins. When we understand the sufferings that Jesus went through to stop sin, and we love him, we're going to suffer if we have to suffer. If that's what it takes, we're going to suffer rather than to sin. But not everybody has this faith. The life of Christ, not everybody has the life of Christ. The demons believe in Jesus, and so does mostly everybody in the entire world. And everybody in hell, that's in hell right now, believes in Jesus. Everybody that's going to be sent to hell believes in Jesus, or will come to believe in Jesus. And they will know firsthand that they screwed up and they did not reverence the King and repent and obey and turn from their sins to serve the living God. And I just hope and pray that we can have an understanding well enough to honor God and not waste our time with the people that God has already handed over into the judgment of the delusion to believe the lie, but rather repent and fear God and worship the King.